Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Laura Bennett, back with another dose of daily inspiration for Let This Stuff Go 5-Minute Releasing Affirmations. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know, those little anxieties, past hurts, and worries that just weigh you down. I get it. We all have them. But guess what? This podcast is your reminder that you don't have to lug that stuff around anymore. Today, we're diving into the power of letting go, releasing those things that no longer serve us, so we can step lighter and brighter into each day. Think of it like spring cleaning for your mind and soul. Fresh starts are always a good idea, right? So, let's get real about this whole letting go thing. It's not about forgetting or ignoring your feelings, it's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and choosing to move on. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you absolutely can control how you react to it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of letting go. 1. Recognize what's holding you back. First things first, pay attention to those nagging thoughts and feelings. Are they related to a past experience, a fear of the future, or maybe even something that happened today? Once you pinpoint what's weighing you down, you can start to address it directly. Think of it like sorting through your emotional clutter. Some stuff needs to be thrown out, some needs to be donated, and some can be kept in a special place for later reflection. 2. Practice forgiveness. This one's a biggie. Holding onto anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing yourself from the emotional grip of those past events. You deserve peace, and forgiveness is your golden ticket to freedom. 3. Accept what you can't change. We all have this tendency to fight against reality, but let's be real, some things are just out of our control. Instead of battling the inevitable, try focusing on what you can control. Your reactions, your thoughts, and your actions. Remember, it's not about accepting defeat, it's about choosing how you respond to life's curveballs. 4. Cultivate gratitude. This one might seem like a no-brainer, but seriously, gratitude is a superpower. When you focus on the good things in your life, even the small ones, you shift your perspective and create space for more joy. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. 5. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, beautiful people, you are perfectly imperfect. It's okay to make mistakes, to have bad days, and to not always get it right. Self-compassion is essential. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, growth comes from stumbling and getting back up, so don't be afraid to embrace your imperfections. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you just received some tough news at work. Maybe a project didn't go as planned, or there was a restructuring that left you feeling insecure. Instead of spiraling into anxiety, take a moment to acknowledge those feelings. You might say to yourself, it's okay to feel disappointed and frustrated right now, but I choose not to let this define me. Then, focus on what you can control. Your attitude, your work ethic, and your willingness to learn from the experience. Now, remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. First, recognize what's holding you back. In our example, it's the news about the project and our feelings of uncertainty. Second, practice forgiveness towards yourself for any perceived shortcomings and towards others who might have contributed to the situation. Third, accept what you can change. The outcome of the project is already decided. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Perhaps there are other aspects of your work that you enjoy or colleagues who offer support. And finally, embrace imperfection. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and this setback doesn't define your entire career journey. You got this. Remember, letting go isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep moving forward. As always, if you found this helpful, please share it with someone who needs to hear these words today. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily inspiration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.